morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili'ili Honganji. Mu'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Toshikichi and Tatsu Rikimaru Hirai and Mrs. K. Yoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Fujimoto.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you, fellow travelers of the Nembutsu Path. This is David Fujimoto, resident minister of Mililani Honganji. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this morning. Recently, we have seen such a dramatic change in our society, one in which is very different from the beginning of 2020. For the past several months now, especially in these past 2 weeks, it has without a doubt been one of the most terrifying moments as we moved from the isolation of the novel COVID-19 coronavirus to the protest of the senseless killing of a fellow sentient being, sometimes to the point of violent riots and looting in many cities across the U.S. and worldwide. Our founder, Shinran Chonin, found himself growing up in a moment of Japanese history where there were wars, famine, and other natural disasters that were occurring around him. I am sure many of you, as you are watching the events unfold on TV or the internet, are asking the question, what is the Buddhist response to all of this? Recently, Bishop Eric Matsumoto released a statement and offers us something to consider in how we should respond. In his message, he states, we must continue to try to overcome discrimination, prejudice, ignorance, and inequality with the understanding that all human life is equally precious and should be respected. May we be fortified with compassion, perseverance, self-reflection, and nonviolence to achieve the goals of mutual respect, peace, and harmony for all people everywhere through a transformation of our hearts and minds. Let us be guided by all-inclusive wisdom and inspired by all-embracing compassion to work together to become a more just and humane society for all people, end quote. We must first acknowledge that there is a problem. I have to admit, at first, my very bombu, self-centered person that I am had a very hard time understanding what is going on. Here in Hawaii, we have that deep-rooted sense of aloha and ohana. Aloha is that deep sense of love, compassion, and peace. Aloha seeks to unite what is separated in the world. It is the power that unites the heart with another heart, soul to soul, life with life, culture with culture, race with race, nation with nation, and it seeks to affirm one's inner being. Like the Nembutsu, aloha nurtures in us a change in one's attitude, in one's innermost heart. It promotes good in one's self and others out of the sense of aloha, that sense of family or kinship. Like selfless giving, aloha seeks to instill good in all of us with no strings attached. This aloha spirit also did not allow me to see what was directly happening in front of me. For all of this discrimination seems so foreign and a mainland problem. We grew up with people of many different nationalities. Our own families are all mixed, and there was a sense that we were treating everyone with that same aloha, the same love and compassion that we would show our own family. So yes, I am that problem. I am the problem that contributes to the ongoing struggle that we are facing today in the injustice that we are seeing today. Our Jodo Shinshu Buddhism challenged me to stop and also challenged me to have a change of heart. It challenged me to look at it not from the self, but from the standpoint of what is really going on around me. Buddhism started out in that very sense. Prince Gautama essentially gave up everything to see the world for what it truly is. But in Buddhism, we often understand or are told that my happiness is the Buddha's happiness, my sadness is the Buddha's sadness. Myokoning Asahara Saichi took it further and said, Buddha's gladness is my gladness. Now it would seem Buddha's sadness is also my sadness. In Jodo Shinshu, from its core, it sets out to challenge us today to the social norms, and it is still challenging us even today. Its bottom-up approach is truly something to behold. What is that bottom-up approach? Shinran brought the teachings to the masses, made available the teachings to the lower class, and from there set off a voice to the voiceless people to correct the wrong of that time. The Honganji is still trying even today. In Japan, there still exists the Burakumin, the village people who are the outcast group at the bottom of the traditional Japanese social system. They still face severe discrimination and rejection. It may sound crass and insensitive, but yes, it's still going on today. At one time, Google Maps even blurred out the areas in which these people lived. Many students changed their names and addresses to gain college admissions if they wanted to gain further education. So in order for us to go on, we need to admit and acknowledge that there is a problem. We need to give a voice to the voiceless. We can no longer hide behind the veil of ignorance. That is the very nature of Buddhism and what Shinran Shonin strove to do in bringing the Nembutsu to the masses. Yes, all life matters. However, this does not address the situation. Buddhism tells us to look inside of our lives to see things as they truly are. Let us take into consideration this perspective from a recent experience. It is a perspective on Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. As many of you know, we have four dogs in our home. Unfortunately, at this time, one is very ill. We had to take him to the vet twice in one day. Ultimately, he had to spend the night at the vet for examination and observation. And upon discharge, we were told we had to care for him 24 hours a day for the next week. As I worked, he laid out on my desk, had food prepared by Reverend David Fujimoto, limited our going out, just to care for our dog. We don't ignore the other three dogs. We still care for them. I'm sure that there is a sense of jealousy as they are not getting that extra attention. But our little Diesel needs that help right now so that he can get better. So in that sense, there is a sense of, at this time, Diesel's life matters. We are all in a vital part of our lives now in how we choose to respond to what is going on. As Bishop stated, quote, we must continue to try to overcome discrimination, prejudice, ignorance, and inequality with the understanding that all human life is equally precious and should be respected. May we be fortified with compassion, perseverance, self-reflection, and nonviolence to achieve the goals of mutual respect, peace, and harmony for all people everywhere through a transformation of our hearts and minds. Let us be guided by an all-inclusive wisdom and inspired by an all-embracing compassion to work together to become a more just and humane society for all people, end quote. In order to achieve this nonviolence goal of mutual respect, peace, and harmony, we have to identify first that there is a problem, not with our Black community, but in how the Black community is being treated, as well as many other minority races out there. From there, we can be the solution, not by allowing status quo, but being that change, persevering, and nurturing aloha. Buddha's last teaching told us to be that light, relying on yourself, not others, and making the teachings of the Buddha ours to be that light for change. Today, Today, the outcome is in our hands. Aloha tells us to recognize the situation in a peaceful manner, whether it is the peaceful marches, participating in the Blackout Tuesdays on social media, or educating ourselves. Aloha does not tell us to be violent, loot, riot, or instigate violence. Then that way, we stay true to the words of Shinran Shonin, in which he says, "Mindful of the Buddha's benevolence, hold the Nembutsu in their hearts, and say to it to respond in gratitude to the benevolence with the wish, may there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread." End quote. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and also stay happy. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Fujimoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org. With all of our temples closed at the moment, the State Ministers Association will be live streaming Sunday service tomorrow on June 14th. To join the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. Tomorrow's speaker will be Reverend Richard Tennis of Kahului Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kojun Hashimoto of Waihewa Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.